This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, have you ever taken the time to just slow your roll? I'm still learning that lesson, by the way. Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said that we're to be content in all things. I'll tell you what, like John Wesley, the great field prophet, in the UK, back in the 1700s, said he's still yet to learn that. Me too. Got my hand raised high. Have you ever taken the time to just slow your roll and listen to the mainstream media? You ever notice that nothing ever goes in the direction of anything that counters their narrative? And if it does, they demonize and polarize those individuals? Well, that happens every once in a great while. But I was just listening to the news before I jumped on here on live radio. Nothing. Nothing to question the narrative. Nobody to put real questions to the said politicians. And what do we see? We see the politicians assaulting the rights, the God-given rights of the American people. And the American people sit back and act as if there's no lawful retort. You are sadly mistaken, friends. Sadly mistaken. You know, on top of that, when the people in this country do take a lawful retort, finding in the Constitution the provision, if they take time to peruse the U.S. Constitution, to find out it is, we the people, the government in this country, it's the responsibility of the American people, the American government, to hold those that serve we the people accountable to the laws that they are supposed to and have sworn to uphold. Read Deuteronomy 23:23 when you get a moment. I mean, I bring up Article 2, Section 4, I bring up Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and the American people act as if there's nothing that they can do. And you know, on top of it, what happens is, I was just going to say, then when the people in this country actually do make reference to the law, holding them accountable to their transgressions, their crimes against we the people, 1 John 3:4, what do? The corrupt politicians then play the victims. Have you noticed this? I mean, that's all we have to do is do a little homework to understand where this comes from. It comes straight from the pit of hell. It really, truly does. When you read Revelation 12:10, what does it say? Revelation 12:10, what does it say? The accuser of the brethren. When you go to propaganda minister, we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, right? We had under Adolf Hitler, Joseph Goebbels, who said, accuse the other side of that which you are guilty. Listen, folks, it's totalitarianism. If you can learn that, what I just said, you can take it to the enemy in a big way. So you can understand how they're browbeating you into submission. They're conditioning the people not to lawfully respond to their crimes. That's what's happening here, friends. I mean, did you hear on the news today any of these corrupt politicians that were brought to justice? Nope. I'll tell you what we did hear not too long ago is the president actually granting clemency to political criminals. Isn't that amazing how that works? And then the American people think that the president, even going so far as to believe that the president doesn't have the constitutional authority to prosecute criminals. Well, then let me ask you the question. By the way, he does. Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3, he's supposed to faithfully execute the laws. I got a question for you. Then why did he say he would on the campaign trail? Why did he promise to prosecute? I'm just curious. We had a caller yesterday calling in and say she had told me that her husband said that the president can't prosecute these political criminals. You're absolutely mistaken. You have been dummied down. You're a prime candidate for exactly as to what this the system in the indoctrination system that's been placed in schools by the federal government, who's been violating the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights far too long. You are the candidate. You are what they've raised up. Read Luke 7:35. You are what they've raised up. Folks, you have every right in the world to enforce the law. You know, one such example of what I'm talking about is not too long ago we heard about how the Michigan governor, if you want to call her that, the exceptional devil, we call her Jezebel, Governor Whitmer there. It's interesting how the Supreme Court came in and pulled the rug from her not once but twice to remind the people in the state of Michigan that she does not have the constitutional authority to do the things that she's doing. And she created 192 executive orders. If they're not congruent with the U.S. Constitution, they're nugatory, null and void. Do you remember when this just happened? A couple weeks ago in Michigan, folks, the Supreme Court came out through the mainstream media to remind the American people she doesn't have the constitutional authority. Well, then why are people wearing masks? I'm just curious, because that's how dummied down they've become. Really. You know, isn't it interesting that within 3 days, the people in Michigan were rejoicing over the fact that they won the victory over the tyrants, and within 3 days, the mainstream media came in to put her in the position of a victim? Oh, just wanted to let you know, it didn't stop there. This also happened recently with this tyrant, Governor DeWine in Ohio. Same thing. Same exact thing. And I'm going to show you how they play the game. What they do is they assail the people that they're to serve. And then when the people have had enough, they resort to the Constitution, which they should have resorted to a long time ago, and making reference to the crimes of those said representatives in their willingness to lawfully stand up and have them removed for their crimes and have them prosecuted for their crimes against we the people. You know what they do? The mainstream media, right again, friends, they have a long history of covering for those that are in fact guilty of conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. What do? They put the assailants, namely the said representatives, the tyrants, in the position or in the light of the victims. Let me say it again. As the assaults on the American people continue, corrupt politicians play the victims. I'm going to give you an example of that in just a couple moments, and I'm going to give you the result because too many people are asking the question right now, Bradley, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Well, the same thing I've done. The same thing I keep telling you day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. You are the government. You are the law. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence, the seedbed, that which precedes. They call the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Those that work for us derive their just powers from the consent of who? We, the people. Okay? I'm going to get to that in just a couple of moments. Before I do, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to go online, check out 13 to 15 articles. Folks, do yourself a favor and get educated. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com for 13 to 15 articles. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. Or you can go to beforeitsnews.com or on the front page, do the same thing there. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that as the assaults on the American people continue, corrupt politicians play the victims. This is just food for thought, friends. We're going to get to Forefathers Warned. Beware of the party spirit. Exactly what's going on here today, friends. On YouTube right now, as a matter of fact, I can see all the news feeds on the right. Every single conservative of the day, yesterday's liberals, read Matthew 5:13 when you get a moment. They're good for nothing, trodden underfoot, and they're good for nothing. Why? Because they've lost their salt and their savor. But go on to the right side of YouTube and just look down, friends. All these today's conservatives that people follow straight into hell and to the destruction of their country. Every single one of them are pointing their finger back at Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Every single one of them. People are asking all day long now, friends, is there other presidential options? Absolutely. There's 1,156 other presidential options. And if you'd like to, go to YouTube and click on to the article. I just posted it there for you. I'm seeing the live feed right now. Top chat people are talking about it. There is 1,153 others to choose from concerning presidential candidates. And again, it shows you how strong the narrative is and how it's been set, friends. And if you talk out of their political language that's created to make lies sound truthful, I'll tell you what, they want to ban you, they want to censor you, they want to suppress you. And that's what we're seeing in this country today. And we are in some dangerous times, just as a reminder. Let's get over to this, because someone sent me something from Ohio the other day, a friend of mine, a tactical guy, and when he gave it to me, I wanted to highlight what he had shared with me. So this is what it is. I responded with what they're doing there in Ohio as the assault on the American people continue. The media covers for corrupt politicians by putting them in the light of the victims, right? One thing that is for certain, and everyone in this country is all the well knows, is it is the criminal alliance across the country under the guise of American government that has been assailing the God-given rights of the American people far too long. Take the time and read the references when I highlight them, friends, because they're coming directly from my heart, and they are coming up by the Holy Ghost, just for the record. org. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. Now, under this pre-planned pandemic, again, the American people have been through forced compliance and subjected to the unthinkable, from governors and mayors unconstitutionally, again, shutting down businesses. Here to remind you and combating the lies that are on the front page of the paper again today, friends. But what we're seeing is governors and mayors unconstitutionally shutting down businesses, threatening businesses not to allow the defiant to buy or sell, to shut off people's water and electricity, and threatening jail time while simultaneously releasing criminals back onto the streets to jeopardize the safety of all the Americans that they're supposed to protect through the enforcement of the law. Okay? Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Now, believe it or not, the government's precautionary resolve to this obvious pandemic has been sold to the American people as to comply for your safety or else. Listen to this, okay? Because this is what is, in fact, being sold to you. The government's precautionary resolve to this obvious pandemic has been sold, and it has been sold to the American people as comply with our unconstitutional edicts for your safety or else. Listen to the or else, okay? Now we're beginning to see that when the people that have been subjected to the crimes of the said representatives in this government, when they respond to their unlawful edicts, the mainstream media steps in, as usual, to attempt to cover for those who are guilty of the crimes by putting them into the position of the victims. I want you to consider the source. The mainstream media and the useful idiots, there is no truth in them. If they kick the truth out, it's because they've blurted the truth out in their confusion, period. Read John 8:44. Now listen to this. This is a report from Channel 5 News out of Cleveland, Ohio. Okay? This is brand new. Domestic terrorist groups aimed at overthrowing government, a growing threat, expert says. I want to say it again. Domestic terrorist groups aimed, in other words, Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that mean to enforce the law. No one's above the law in this country, friends. Not even the President of the United States, not the Supreme Court, not any of the three branches of government, not the senators, not the congressmen. There is no congressional immunity. They are not demigods, friends. So again, listen carefully as to what this expert says, according to Channel 5 News out of Cleveland. Domestic terror groups aimed at overthrowing governments. Overthrowing government? I'm not hearing that anywhere, friends. I'm not hearing anywhere. We are somewhere different every single month. I have not yet heard one person ever say to me one time, let's overthrow the government. Never. Now, I have heard people say, we have constitutional provision to hold them accountable to the laws that they're violating. Of course. But what do they mean to? They mean to paint the picture that people in this country that mean to enforce the law against the crime of said representatives are somehow domestic terrorists. And also keep in mind, Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition of the word terrorism is government by intimidation. So they are accusing you of what they're guilty of. Here's the report. Governor Mike DeWine said he is not surprised by the news as an Ohio man was allegedly asked to take part in a plan to kidnap him and try him for tyranny. Folks, I can't make it up. This is how sick these people are in their minds. This is how determined they are to have their way. This is how determined they are to remove God from the system of government, which will never happen a day in your miserable, devilish lives. Listen to this, friends. This governor who's been playing the tyrant against the people in the state of Ohio said he's not surprised by the news. I would like to know the source, too, by the way, which we'll probably never get. Because this is a convenient little plant to throw in there, basically to push the people back, because people are talking about, guess what, friends, impeachment and indictments. And rightfully so. But Governor Mike DeWine said he's not surprised by the news that an Ohio man was allegedly asked to part in a plan to kidnap him and try him for tyranny. Of course! Of course! He's a tyrant. He said, at this point in my life, not much shocks me anymore. According to the Capital Journal, last week, a Miami County resident called the police to say that he was being recruited to take part in a citizen's arrest of the governor. They have every right in the world to do it. They act like it's unlawful. The caller told police there were plans to kidnap DeWine. I strongly question this, friends. Again, considering the source, okay? The caller told police that there were plans to kidnap the governor in Ohio at his home and then try him for tyranny. Folks, look at the convenience in the impeccable timing of these said terrorists and domestic terrorists wanting to conveniently just kidnap the governor. I've never heard it, friends. The caller said the recruiter was apparently upset over DeWine's response to the pandemic. National security expert Tim Damoff said that right now with the pandemic and the presidential election, more domestic terrorist groups are popping up throughout the country. Yeah, what is it that they're doing to incite the people, to provoke the people to respond in a lawful manner? Well, because they're sick and tired of your lawlessness. That's why. And again, keep in mind who they work for. We don't work for them. Okay? They are to uphold the law. If they don't do that, we have every right under heaven. Learn from our forefathers, friends. My goodness, read the Declaration of Independence. 3/4 of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off again a tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God. That's why they said in our national slogan, rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Of course it is. Romans 12:21. This national security expert, Tim Damoff, said that right now with the pandemic and the presidential election, more domestic terrorist groups are popping up throughout the country. Why? Because they know it's a fraud. He said people have been isolated and cooped up and contained right now, and we are dealing with a lot of frustrated, high-tension, aggressive type of people, Damoff said. That's why the trains are on that track and it's going fast. He said times are changing and the targets of the group are changing with the times. Yeah, they want their government back. Wasn't it Abraham Lincoln that said, love him or hate him, he was right? We're not called to overthrow the Constitution, we're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Yeah, that's what the President of the United States of America said, and this is where people are today. They've had enough. He went on. He added that security for state politicians will more likely be beefed up following recent incidents. Again, friends, listen carefully. Why would you have to beef up security for politicians? They're supposed to be statesmen or stateswomen, by the way. Politician is a slang word for those that work for special interest groups working against the American people. But in their confusion, they told you the truth, just like I said earlier. They're going to have security 24/7. Why? If they're working for the people, why do they need security? Why do the governors need to put fences around the people's capitals throughout the United States of America if they're really working for the people? I'll tell you why. Because they're not working for the people. For those that don't know, back in the 50s, all the way up to the 50s, presidents used to walk around downtown D.C. and shake hands with their constituents. There was no entourage of Secret Service. Armed Secret Service everywhere they go. Now they're treated like kings, friends. Why is that? Why do they need all the security around them? I want to tell you why. Because they're not serving the people anymore. And the people in this country know it all the well. Let's go back to the law and let's take it to an open court and actually broadcast it from coast to coast so the American people decide for themselves.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump campaigning on the West Coast on Wednesday, the president spending time in the battleground state of Arizona. While in Las Vegas, the president condemns the rioting and looting going on in Philadelphia.
I know the police very well in Philadelphia. I think they gave me an endorsement, and they're not allowed. They were told, I understand, to stand back. To stand back. Don't do anything. And people are breaking into stores and walking out with washing machines and walking out with all sorts of things, and it shouldn't be allowed. That's no way to do it. You got to have law and order.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is worried about what happens if Congress does away with the law that affects tech companies. Dorsey testifying virtually before a Senate committee about Section 230, which doesn't hold big tech companies liable for posts made by users on their platforms. This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Wilmington, Delaware, saying the fight against the coronavirus is not political.
It's patriotic. Wearing a mask. Wear one. Period.
The latest poll has Biden up by 20 points in his home state of Delaware over President Trump, the former vice president, and his wife also early voting on Wednesday. President Trump's campaign hit with a cyber attack. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
President Trump's campaign website was the victim of apparent hacking. For about half an hour Tuesday evening, the campaign website was replaced by an image featuring the logos of the FBI and Department of Justice, saying that the site had been seized and demanding a cryptocurrency ransom. The Trump campaign said in a statement that no data had been accessed and that they were working with law enforcement to determine the source of the hack. The website has since been restored.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
At 1-866-582-9933, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles, go to the right side, go to YouTube, join us on Top Chat, or go to beforeitsnews.com on the front page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. If not, you're listening to us in one of the 132 cities across the country. Keep your eyes fixed on the road, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to finish this segment so we can get to the topic here. As the assaults on the American people continue by the corrupt politicians, which is happening today in a big, big way, what do the corrupt politicians do? Along with the hand in glove with the mainstream media, once again, friends, they play the victim. Remember what Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, said, accuse the other side of which you are guilty. It's exactly the tactics that they're playing out today, friends. I'm reading a report right now from Channel 5 News out of Cleveland. And the comments of this tyrant named Mike DeWine, the said governor in the state of Ohio. I want to end it with this. I want you to listen carefully as to what he said, okay? This is the tyrant that's been attacking and assailing his constituents that he's to serve in the state of Ohio. Listen carefully. It is a despicable act. Folks, the allegations of someone wanting to kidnap him, okay? It's a despicable act. By the way, nobody's promoting that. I highly doubt that's what's happening. I believe this story's all a plant to, again, put him in the position of the victim because the people in the state of Ohio are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now they're beginning to lawfully respond. DeWine said this, it is a despicable act. It is horrible, and everyone has to denounce this. You want to talk about our political process? This is outside of our political process, said the tyrant. Let me tell you something. His unconstitutional edicts are an operation out of the political process that he's been entrusted and delegated by the people in the state of Ohio. He is acting outside of that political process, but what is he doing? He's accusing others of what he's guilty of. You want to talk about our political process? This is outside our political process. We have a great process. We have a great system. We are a nation of laws, he said. We are a nation of laws. But keep in mind, friends, that he's violating those laws every single day. And he's accusing the people that want the law to be enforced in that state as what? Domestic terrorists. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. This has been established since September 11th, after the two towers fell. This Patriot Act, which is the act of tyranny, the American people, the Christians, the conservatives, and the patriots have been, in fact, defined as the terrorist. The terrorist to what? To the terrorists, okay? By a terror to those that do evil, okay? And again, keep in mind what the definition means. It means, friends, terrorism, terror, government by intimidation. So when you stand up against the government by intimidation, they label you as the terrorist. He's acting outside of his scope of authority, and he's accusing law abiders as doing that which he is guilty of. Hey, folks, yes, we are in fact a nation of laws, and DeWine and others in American government are to act within their scope of delegated and constitutional authorities of which they are guilty of acting outside of. Okay? This is what they want you to overlook, friends. If you'd read your Constitution, you'd know exactly what I'm talking about. Because what you're seeing politicians do today, namely in assailing the constituents of their particular states, friends, it is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. They are acting in a foreign manner towards we, the people in this country. And here's the question that needs to be begged. Are the American people to continue suffering the very abuses that our forefathers taught us to throw off? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And this is what they don't want you to know. Okay? This is what they don't want you to know. This is how big tech companies get away with their crimes. They don't want you to know what the law states. This is how criminal politicians get away with what they're doing because they don't want you to know what the law states. This is how the mainstream media gets away with what they get away with, friends, because they don't want you to know that it's not freedom of speech to defame, to lie, to cover for conspirators. The list goes on. Okay? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, period. Period. And people need to understand it, that in this country, representatives are there in operation of a limited government. And that government does not work against the very people that they are, in fact, to serve. But that's what we're seeing in this country. If you go to YouTube, you go to Top Chat, you can see on the left side of the page, I posted the article. Go ahead and check it out. I want to get over this because we see it all day long. I want to talk about how the president, the first president of the United States of America, George Washington, warned of the party spirit. First of all, the Democrats and the Republicans, that's all set up to divide and conquer. Read Mark 3:25. That's all it is. It's all unconstitutional. I've said this a million and a half times. But it's interesting how I listen to people that listen to the show over the last 17, 18 years now, and they still talk according to the mainstream media. It shows you what they believe and what it is that they don't believe, and yet they have the audacity to call themselves Christians, and yet they don't believe the truth. Yeah, we see a lot of that today. A lot of that today. Believers that just don't believe. No, you're called an unbeliever. Okay? Not a believer. An anti-Christ. Not a Christian. Okay? Just want to make clear. Read 1 John 2:4. George Washington warned of the party spirits. Democrat versus Republican is a political language devised to divide the American people. That's it. Nothing less, nothing more. In 1984, George Orwell, what did he say? Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Let me say this, and I wish I would get someone to basically challenge me on this. If you want to call in and challenge me, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. When you listen to the language that's spoken through the mainstream media, well, they have the megaphones up to the mouth of these corrupt politicians. I'm curious to know, What language are they speaking? Because when I read the Constitution and then I listen to what they have to say, it's completely outside of their scope of authority. Folks, they have their tentacles into so many different outlets that they have no constitutional authority acting upon in any sense of the word. It's foreign, as I said. If our forefathers, if Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, you get the point. 56 signers, friends. If I had them all sitting here right now and we sat and watched just say 15 minutes of the news reports coming out of Washington, D.C., they would all look at each other completely confounded. And they would look at us that are alive today and say, this is not the government that we established. There's three purposes of government. You know what they are, right? Maintain order, which you're not seeing today. You just heard the president during the break magnify the crimes again over the law that he's to enforce. Once again, you've been conditioned that way. He's sitting there talking about how people are stealing and this isn't right and we need a law and order back. Well, it's like, well, Mr. President, you're the most impotent president I've seen outside of Barack Hussein Obama. Where is the law that you promised to enforce? That's how you stop crime. You put the fear of God in man, Proverbs 16:6. You're not doing that. What do you see? You see the wicked walk on every side. Why? Because the vilest of men have been exalted. Read Psalm 12, verse 8 when you get a moment, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Folks, when judgment, when a king, the law, and I'm talking about the King Jesus and the Son of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sits on the throne in obedience to him, friends, evil scattereth away. Men are afraid to commit the crimes. Okay, they're not encouraged. They're not emboldened. Folks, as a matter of fact, let me ask you the question. Across the country, who's actually inciting the people to riot? Who's inciting the people to destroy? Who's inciting the people to tear down buildings? The governors are. And the mayors are. What are they saying? Just let the people vent. Just let them do what they want. But the churches are being shut down simultaneously. Why? Because they hate the light. That's what the... Hey, folks, criminals hate the law. Criminals hate the law. And what do we see? We see many of them that call themselves governors and mayors in this country, they're promoting lawlessness. When are we going to come out of this stupor, America? Really? This is ridiculous. But again, going back to the topic, George Washington warned of the party spirit. Again, George Orwell said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Just recently, folks, it was probably, I'm guessing 3 months ago now, which is still recently to me, we heard the President of the United States talk about our purified democracy. I need to just start from ground one and build it up for 3 hours is what I need to do. That's what I need to do. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We are a nation of laws, okay? But over and over again, in administration after administration, Americans have been continually inundated with this sort of propaganda coming from those who should know the difference. And by the way, if this doesn't prove what I've been saying over the last two segments, what does? You have the President of the United States of America, every one of them ever since Ronald Reagan, that has continuously inundated the American people with the fact that we're a democracy. We are not a democracy. When you say the Pledge of Allegiance, I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the United States of America, and to the what? To the Republic for which it stands. They don't even know, friends. This is how foreign it is to those said representatives, and I'm talking about the President in particular right now, that doesn't even know our form of government. Well, if he doesn't know our form of government, then what is it that he's implementing? Purpose of government, maintain order, to condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and to restrain men from sin, 1 John 3, 4. That's the three purposes of government. Not to create jobs, unconstitutional. Can somebody show me that? Not to go over there and occupy other countries to the tune of 737 bases across the world. I didn't know that. Not to decriminalize what God condemns concerning sodomy on a global basis like this current administration. Not to fund the murder of its own children. Folks, the list goes on. Not to indoctrinate young people in public schools. Not to tax on top of tax on top of tax the very American people that they are supposed to serve. Not to reallocate finances to foreigners within that mean to destroy us. Folks, I can go on. You get the point. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking right now about George Washington and his warnings of the party spirit. John Adams did, folks. Our forefathers did. Matter of fact, Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, called himself a Christocrat. He avoided, friends, party affiliations. Now there's over 101. There's even a Muslim caucus now. And I warned of that before it took place, and I knew it was coming. See, what ignorance breeds... I also want to tell you what comes with that war. Read Judges 5:8. The Lord said when there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. We only have one God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Either we're one nation under God or we're going to war. So we better get this straight, friends. Look at every state preamble that starts out acknowledging who? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We only have one God. I don't care what the revisionists say to you. I don't care what the communists that call themselves professors in colleges have to say to you, folks. As a matter of fact, they avoid me at all costs. And if I was them, I'd do the same thing. We've even done colleges, friends, where they've given them extra credit to protest me, and these useful idiots did without even asking me one question. But what they didn't realize is they were drawing me a crowd. So protest me, give them extra credit all day long so I have the opportunity to speak to them. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Who's the dummies now? Let's put it into perspective here. I want to give you a couple quotes. Here's First Amendment architect, along with George Washington, Fisher Ames said, "A democracy is a volcano which conceals the firing materials of its own destruction." Why is the president calling this a purified democracy? These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, excessive license. You can do whatever you want to do. That's baloney. Which the ambitious call and ignorant believe to be liberty. It's not liberty to violate God's moral law. It's condemning and it's damning, for the record. Let's go to James Madison, fourth president of the United States of America, father of our Constitution, said of democracy, democracies have been spectacles of turbulence and contention. See, folks, if we were ruled by law and the rule of law was enforced, we would have peace. We would know righteousness and peace within the gates. Amos 5:15. But because we want to take the president's word for it, guess what we're going to be partakers of? Turbulence and contentions. The very things our founders, the architects of our Constitutional Republic, warned of. Okay? Madison went on. They have ever been found incompatible with personal security, of personal rights, of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been in their violent deaths. So what's coming, friends? Our violent death. The violent death of America is upon us. Why? Because we've refused to acknowledge who we are. I can go on with Jefferson. I can go on with John Adams. John Adams said, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. Is that what's happening today? Of course, all by design. If you want to create a new world order, you have to do away with the old to establish the new. Okay? And democracies bring about the chaos because what they do is they make appeal to people who don't have the law on their side, like the homosexuals and Muslims that mean to conquer, and communists, so on and so forth. Folks, if you knew the laws within the U.S. Constitution, you wouldn't have an ACLU. You wouldn't have an SPLC. Speaking of party spirit, friends, you wouldn't have a Democratic Party. You wouldn't have a Republican Party. You wouldn't have an Independent Party. You wouldn't have a Muslim caucus. You wouldn't have 98 different versions of party affiliations. And this is going to go on and on until you get back to the rule of law. Okay? Let's go to George Washington. What did he say in 1796? And by the way, the farewell address that George Washington gave used to be made mandatory all the way up until 1962 in American schools today. That's a thing of the past now. Why? Because the church doesn't want anything to do with their responsibility. They're derelict of duty. Okay? George Washington said that political parties are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to assert for themselves the reins of government. What has happened today, friends? Destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. Exactly. They're shooting themselves, folks. In their own feet. They're on a ship. Folks, listen. Mankind. Picture them all on a ship. In the water. Obedience to God. Right? Out of love for what His Son Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary. Bleeding. And dying. Is the sacrifice to redeem man back unto himself. Is the propitiation of men's sins. When we live for Him who died for us. 2 Corinthians 5:15. We are elevated. To a new level, a spiritual life, friends. When we begin to shoot holes in the boat, what do you suppose is going to happen? Let me ask you something, because I want to bring it to this. You know, it's not just the bad politicians that are doing it. It's the people that allow the bad politicians to do the bad things that they do. Okay? I want you to understand something, that you're an accomplice to the crime when you go along with it. Okay? It's not just them shooting holes into the base of the ship. You're standing there allowing them, and you're watching them do it without intervening on the behalf of the rest of us. And I don't know if it's just me or not, but the fulfilling of the law is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, which, by the way, is the very heart and pith and marrow of love. Is love. George Washington went on, the alternate domination of one faction over another, the Republicans over that of the Democrats, right? Or the Democrats over that of the Republicans, sharpened by the spirit of what? Revenge. What are you seeing today, friends? Natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities. It is a frightful despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The orders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute party of an individual. What are Trump worshippers doing today? Just exactly that. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Look at Isaiah 30, read the whole chapter, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And sooner or later, George Washington said, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of what? Public liberties. What are you seeing today, Americans? Just exactly that. Who's under attack? The American people are. What's under attack? Their God-given rights. Why? Because the people have actually taken for face value that they have a right to do the things that they're doing today. No, they do not. And we're talking about spirit, that we were warned long ago of the party spirit. Friends, it's divide and conquer. Notice the right and the left always warning, always warning. One against each other, always warring against each other. None of them are ever brought to justice. And then when they need to change the narrative, the sheep will go right along with it and forgot about what he just got done doing on one side of the fence. And notice the one side that claims to be good never prosecutes the bad on the left. As a matter of fact, if you remember Barack Hussein Obama, his arch enemy was none other than Hillary Clinton. When he won office, what did he do? He appointed her as the Secretary of Education. When are you going to wake up to your own demise, Americans? When? Washington said the spirit of party was, he argued, inseparable from our nature, having its roots in the strongest passions of the human mind, namely the tribal passion to separate the world into we versus they. Is that what you're saying today? We were warned of all of this, right? We're to become one under Christ. One nation under God, right? It doesn't say 101 different nations under different gods. No, not at all. One nation under God. And if you read 1 Corinthians 1:10, what does it tell us? That we're to have the same mind, the same judgment. What does Ephesians 4 tell us? There's one Lord. There's one faith. There's one baptism. One, not 15. And I'm not talking about ecumenical preaching here, friends. Oneness. I'm talking about that's what separates us as being and belonging to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Read 2 Corinthians 6:17, starting there and finish the chapter. This spirit can then easily become a desire to see our side win, regardless of whether our side is better than their side. Really, what it comes down to, what you're seeing today, is who do you like more? And again, your two options are vote for the lesser of two evils, what Scripture condemns. Of the lesser of two evils, vote for neither. Get the right one. There's 1,156 to choose from, friends. I need to finish this up. President John Adams provided a far more succinct comment on the matter, and I will end with this. He again said on October 2nd, 1780, a letter to Jonathan Jackson, The Works of John Adams, Volume 9, page 511. If you need specificity, there you go. Listen carefully. He said, there's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic, which we are, into two great parties, the way that they have, each arranged under its leaders. Open your eyes, and concerting measures in opposition to each other, it's exactly what they do every day. This, in my humble apprehension, said President John Adams, the second president, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. Everybody get that? The greatest evil. The greatest political evil under our Constitution. I hope I helped. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.